This is Thursday, January 18th, and the time now is 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's still brutally cold across much of the nation. It's 19 degrees in Chicago right now, 20 in New York City, and in Portland, Oregon.
We had an unfortunate situation where the weather brought down a branch, a significant sized branch from a tree over the and it took down a live electrical wire.
Rick Graves with Portland Fire and Rescue says that power line fell on a parked car, killing three people and injuring a baby during that ice storm. He talked to KGW-TV in Portland, Oregon. Overseas, the U.S. has fired more missiles against Houthi sites in Yemen. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The wave of ship and submarine-launched missile strikes against Houthi locations marks the fourth time in days the U.S. has directly targeted the group, as violence that ignited in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war continues to spill over in the Middle East. The strikes were launched from the Red Sea and hit targets the command deemed an imminent threat. The hits followed an official announcement on Wednesday that the U.S. has put the Houthis back on its list of specially designated global terrorists. The sanctions that come with the formal designation are meant to sever violent extremist groups from their sources of financing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Medics say an Israeli airstrike on a home in the Gaza town of Rafah has killed 16 people, half of them children. Meanwhile, there's still no word on whether medicines that arrived in Gaza yesterday have been given to hostages with chronic illnesses. Those hostages are being held by Hamas. Funeral services for former First Lady Melania Trump's mother are scheduled for today in Florida, not far from the family's Mar-a-Lago estate. She was 78 when she died on January 9th in Miami. This is AP News. Now to a Las Vegas Strip pedestrian bridge.
People are now banned from standing or stopping on bridges. Violate the ordinance and you could face up to 6 months in jail or a $1,000 fine. Attar Hasabullah with the American Civil Liberties Union says this is a violation of First Amendment rights.
If you are up there taking a picture, if you tie your shoelace, if you need a break to catch your air for a couple minutes, you stop to protest. You stop to engage in sharing your faith.
UNLV Professor William Souza says disorder has increased along the Strip.
Fights, public intoxication, public drug activity, suspicious persons.
Hasabullah says people are being told it's dangerous enough that people can't stop along the bridges.
But it's not dangerous enough to make sure there's a permanent police presence up there.
The county says this is all about a smoother flow of pedestrian traffic. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today, a high of 14 with increasing clouds and chilly conditions. North winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. For tonight, cloudy, light snow likely. That will range from about a half inch to 1 to 2 inches in the southern part of our listening area. A low of -1 this evening. For tomorrow, partly cloudy and 13, 4 below 0 Friday night. Saturday, 10 with sunshine. And Sunday, 20, partly cloudy and turning breezy. Monday, 32 with a 40% chance of a light wintry mix overnight. And Tuesday, 35 with a wintry mix and light rain likely. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and mild and a high of 37. In Richland Center, the early reading today was 13. We're down from that to the current mark, which is 0. That's how it goes today, weather-wise, Thursday, January 18th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
streaming. Yeah. thunder in the cloudy blue. I can hardly wait. Oh, Lord, I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to get on board my glory flight. Stewards of angels, carry me away to the city of light. A living stream, freely flowing through the crystal gleam. I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
I can hardly wait.
Start today in a positive way with a promised quartet, and I can hardly wait. Before that, our national anthem sung by Carrie Underwood. Hello, my friends. We are here. We are ready to go. Thursday, January 18th. Ready or not, here we go. Zero right now in Richland Center. And I walked out of the garage today and thought, I don't know, it feels pretty cold. But it's not as cold as it was the last couple of mornings, so I don't know. It could be my new pants I got for Christmas. Wearing them for the first time today, and I swore when I walked out of the garage, it felt like I had shorts on. So they must indeed be summer pants. But nonetheless, we're ready to roll. We made it. Here's Asleep at the Wheel.
Lace up your boots and we'll truck on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. There's fryers, broilers, and Detroit and barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treat is when they serve up those fine 8-beats. You'll want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like they should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just boogie past the welcome mat. Fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house, the house of blue lights. Shack on the edge of town, there's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights
down at the house, the house of blue lights.
We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like it should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just boogie past the welcome mat. Fall in there and we'll see some sights
down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
There's fryers, broilers and Detroit and barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treat is when they serve you those fine 8 feet. You want to spend the rest of your brights
down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
Booty hacky hacky sacky doo ah. Booty hacky hacky sacky doo ah. You want to spend the rest of your nights
down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. Down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
Don Gibson, he wrote that one. It was an even bigger hit for some other artists like Ray Charles, but that was the original one. Some notes from today, Thursday, January 18th. The Southwest Tech campus will be closed today for septic repair. There will be remote learning, and staff will be available remotely as well today on the Southwest Tech campus. The mobile food pantry that was supposed to be today at Eagle School has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled during this month of January. The Brewer Public Library will hold preschool story time starting at 10:30 today. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. Planning for the 21st annual Walk with Grace will begin starting tonight at 6 in the Grace office above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Anyone interested in being a part of the planning is encouraged to attend. And the regular monthly meeting for the American Legion Post 13 starts at 6:30 tonight. All members are encouraged to attend, or those interested in joining the organization are more than welcome. Those reminders from Community Calendar today. We'll check sports coming up in a moment here on the Light in the Milk House show. This is Paul Overstreet.
Daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Live a thing better on the home, but now the meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping, yeah.
sign of daddy's come around and mama's way of thinking. Daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama stayed home taking care of the kid. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night mama met him at the door, 'cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. Finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Sometimes since she laid down the law, but daddy don't seem to mind at all. He comes straight home when the work day's through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, daddy told mama, I love you so. Early this morning, mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home front now. The meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking. Yeah, daddy's come around, mama's way of thinking.
Paul Overstreet on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 1 degree, one above. Well, that's an accomplishment. The last few mornings, it took us a long time to get above zero. Today's high will be at 14 degrees. Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Donovan Mitchell had 31 points, and the Cleveland Cavaliers took advantage of Milwaukee being without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo to extend their win streak to a season-best 6 games when they pounded the Bucks last night, 135-95. Giannis sat out with a bruised right shoulder. The two-time MVP is not expected to be out for an extended period of time. But last night, Cleveland took full advantage. In other action from last night, Golden State at Utah was postponed. Minnesota was a winner against Detroit, 124-117. It was Boston, 117-98 over San Antonio. Toronto, 121. Miami, 97. Atlanta, 106. Orlando, 104. New York over Houston, 109-94. New Orleans, 132. Charlotte, 112. The Lakers, 127. Dallas, 110. And Portland over Brooklyn, 105-103. Top college basketball, number one UConn, a winner against Creighton by a final of 62-48. And in women's basketball last night, Lucy Olsen scored 37, including the last 8 of the game, and Villanova defeated number 22 Marquette 66-63. Chicago and Buffalo postponed last night in the NHL. Montreal was a winner against New Jersey 3-2, and Detroit won in overtime over Florida by a score of 3-2. The other top sports story, Mike McCarthy will return as coach of the Dallas Cowboys after a stunning wild card loss. He'll get another chance to end a nearly 3-decade stretch without a deep playoff run for the Dallas Cowboys. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Arneson Service and Repair of Hill Point provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment. Arneson Service and Repair also does farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Classic Auto Body, the home of the Ring Brothers, is where the word is, we're the best part of a bad situation. Classic Auto Body, Highway 14, Spring Green. At Rockwell Automation, the mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable, and it all starts right here in Richland Center at Rockwell Automation.
5:22 the time. Hopefully you're all stretched out and ready to go. We'll give you one last moment. Okay, there you go. It's time for our morning aerobic workout with the aerobic polka tune. Here we go. Was a smoking aerobic polka. Woo, right there. That one particular song was called Andy's Polka, played by Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman. Like the Bell Cow Show time, 5:24. Here are Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones.
Well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Well, there's Joan on my left, Mary's on my right. Jean is the girl that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and show a rosy on my chest. They call me the Wanderer, oh, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. I'm as happy as a clown with my two-fist down, but I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. Well, I roam from town to town. And when I find myself just falling for some girl, I hop right in that car of mine and drive around the world. They call me the Wanderer, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. I'm as happy as a clown. I will my two-fish down, but I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, oh, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around and round and round and round and round. Yeah, the Wanderer, oh, oh, the Wanderer. I roam around.
Noel Jackson on the Milk House Show. We'll have farm news and markets coming up. We'll join the Brownfield Network in just a little bit today. We're at zero, big fat zero. Resembles my wallet this morning in Richland Center. This is Merle Haggard.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Good luck getting out there and winning your fortune today. This is the Light in the Milk House Show from WRCO. We're at 0 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Could the farm bill take until 2025? Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole Heslip with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Many farmers believe they won't see a farm bill until sometime in 2025. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Cassandra Cobal with the Tory Group has been monitoring activity in Washington, D.C., and tells Brownfield Congress is too preoccupied with funding the government to get much else done.
Congress is currently working on another extension for the time being to get us into March to fund the government, so we have that going. So that's going to take a lot of what we call the floor time, so that's all that action. So it makes it difficult to bring up other bills that are going to need some time, and that's like, for instance, the farm bill.
Cobal says with the one-year extension, lawmakers don't feel as much pressure to get the farm bill done.
Recognizing, especially the talk about funding the government going into March, and then realization when are election years. So with each month, it gets a little bit more difficult to pass, especially a major important piece of legislation like the farm bill.
About 65% of farmers attending Cobal's Dairy Strong Conference presentation are not expecting a new farm bill until 2025. In Green Bay, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
A professor of avian diseases says the dynamics of highly pathogenic avian influenza are changing. Michigan State University's Dr. Mick Fulton has been following the virus since the late 90s.
It's becoming, within the United States, starting to appear more like what Europe had gone through the last couple of years, where they just have outbreaks all year round. And so we have concern about that.
He tells Brownfield poultry show signs of the disease in less than 24 hours from exposure.
There have been many facilities that have become infected. They've traced to wild birds in adjacent farm fields, and then it somehow got into the facility, most likely on wind.
And Precision Planting has launched its new planting system to help farmers optimize performance. Caleb Schlater, Director of Technical Services and Support, says Cornerstone is everything but the planter bar.
Some of the things that set it apart from the design features, one would be the fact that it has trailing gauge wheels. And then you start thinking through some of the adjustability things we've done in order to make it easier to adjust and not spend so much time preparing for that first pass in the season and still getting it done right.
He tells Brownfield the company's research found by utilizing trailing gauge wheels, there was a lot less shock at planting, which improved performance.
We measured the vertical acceleration force. And what we found is that the row unit ride is way more consistent when you have trailing gauge wheels than what you would see on leading gauge wheels.
The Cornerstone planting system is currently in beta testing. I'm Nicole Haslup with Brownfield.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder sale at 9 a.m. is a PAPA Alliance of Black-Headed Calf yearling sale. No Holsteins for this sale, please. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Another sluggish day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet all week. Bids did surface on Wednesday at $175 live and $273 dressed. Asking prices were firm around $174 to $175 live in the south, while the north remained quiet. Look for significant trade volume to develop sometime Thursday or Friday. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, there was another light test, but a higher undertone was noted on feeder cattle. Weather continues to be a factor. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steer, 676 to 696 pounds, brought 242 to 269.75. Feeder steers, 944 pounds, brought 214.10. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 525 to 538 pounds, brought 251 to 254.50. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 346 at 298.45. Select was 304 higher at 283.02. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with the best negotiated run it's seen in recent weeks. Processors got a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Heavier hog weights and ample supplies of market-ready hogs are concerning because it adds more pork to the market, giving packers more leverage. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, which does help provide some price support. However, domestic demand has been sluggish. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.17 higher with a weighted average of 47.07. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.17 with a weighted average of 47.14. The Western Corn Belt closed $1.29 higher with a weighted average of 47.23. Pork values close higher, up 73 cents at 87.79. There was strength across the board in the primals. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head. That's up 12,000 on the week and up nearly 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were higher, watching weather and waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures into the day mostly higher, supported by strong cash and wholesale business during the session. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Building great prices from the ground up.
Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality. Build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For 45 years, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraged decades of knowledge from their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are down with rain in the forecast for parts of Brazil. March beans were down 21.5 at 12.05 and 3 quarters. May was 20 and a quarter lower at 12.18 and a quarter. March corn was 1 1/4 lower at 4.42 and a quarter. May was down 1.5 at 4.53 and 3 quarters. Live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, watching weather in the major feeding areas. February live was down 2 at 173.10. April was up 45 at 175.62. March feeders were 95 higher, 229.77. And nearby hogs were up on demand expectations. February lean was up 67 at 71.45. April was 40 higher at 77.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A silver lining for the crop transport situation on the Mississippi River. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A few months ago, Mississippi River barge transportation rates spiked due to low water levels. Since then, those rates have moderated, and Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says it has to do with lower export demand for crops like corn and soybeans. In his words,
the timing of the problems along the Mississippi River actually went well, because what happened was we had most of those problems when we were having that export pullback. If we had had really strong export demand at that time, it would have caused more of pricing disruptions than we actually faced.
Hart says low water levels remain a problem, though.
I'm just as worried about moisture east of the Mississippi as I am west, and it has more to do with logistics than it is production. Because when you think about most of the issues on the Mississippi, it's due to the fact that a lot of that water, actually I think it's 60% of the water in the lower Mississippi, comes from the Ohio River Valley. So we didn't really see those problems until we saw the drier conditions move east of the Mississippi River.
Hart spoke at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. The National Weather Service says below normal precipitation is expected in the next 90 days for the Ohio River Valley. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Researchers will be studying possible new uses for dairy co-products thanks to a grant from the USDA. The Dairy Business Innovation Alliance is awarding a total of $1.2 million to 6 University of Wisconsin research teams. The focus of the research is on new uses for dairy co-products like whey, permeate, lactose, and acid whey, converting them into commercially feasible value-added products. These low-value products are often dried for animal feed or spread on the land. Center for Dairy Research Director John Lucy
It says accelerated innovation is needed to develop value-added uses for the byproducts from cheesemaking. And the selected research projects will try to scale up or further develop technologies to bring them closer to commercialization. Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association's John Umhafer says the cutting-edge projects represent enormous opportunity for the cheese industry and help support processors' advancements in environmental sustainability. The six projects selected will receive further funding for up to 3 years. Milk futures and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were mostly lower at midweek, along with the cash market, as a higher dollar overshadowed the complex. January Class 3 milk was unchanged at $15.16 per hundredweight, February down 2 cents at $15.71, March down 4 cents at $16.14, April unchanged at $16.90. Dry whey was down a penny at 40.5 cents, blocks down 1.5 cents at $1.50, barrels down a quarter of a cent at $1.46¾, butter up 1¼ at $2.58, and non-fat dry milk was unchanged at $1.19½. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Our forecast for today calls for a high of 14, increasingly cloudy and chilly today. 1 degree below zero tonight. There could be some light snow amounts from about a half inch to 1 to 2 inches as you head toward the south. Friday, partly cloudy and a high of 13. A wind chill advisory has been issued for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. for wind chills which could fall as low as 25 degrees below zero. It is zero right now at the radio studios, following a midnight mark of 13. A reminder, the Southwest Tech campus will be closed today for septic repair. There will be remote learning and staff will be available remotely. And the mobile food pantry that was supposed to be held today at Eagle School has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled for the month of January. There you go. Some notes to bring you up to date on a Thursday with the Light in the Milk House Show.
She was called a scarlet woman by the people who would go to church but left me in the streets. And with no parents of my own, I never had a home. And an 18-year-old boy has got to eat. She found me outside one Sunday morning, begging money from a man I didn't know. She took me in and wiped away my childhood. A woman of the streets, this lady Rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. She was a handsome woman, just 35, who was spoken to in town by very few. She managed a late evening business like most of the town wished they could do. And I learned all the things that a man should know from a woman not approved of, I suppose. But she died knowing that I really loved her. Off life's bramble bush I picked a rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand.
Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suit look for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest. And I'm a little upset, yes. Tell me, engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers. Did by chance she find a romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her. Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, it's hard to make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. No, I don't think she loves me anymore. I don't think she loves me.
Catching a train with Roger Miller. Engine, engine. Number 9, here on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 0 degrees and about 5 minutes away from checking in with meteorologist Tony Schumacher for the latest on weather and what we can expect today. January 18th, among the celebrity birthdays, singer-songwriter Bobby Goldsboro turns 83.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while, and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back
tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain.
Well, I've been down to my last dime, down to the last dance, down to the
Fricky on WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show. Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some cold air across the region once again, and it's going to stay chilly through the start of the weekend. We also expect a little snow to come through the area this evening with a weak disturbance sliding south of our region. The better chance of greater than 2 inches of snow from the system should stay down in Iowa and Illinois, but enough could occur here to make the roads covered and slippery tonight, so please be careful traveling. Otherwise, dry weather in the forecast through the weekend, and then a major warming trend hitting by early next week as mild air floods across the middle of the country, pushing our temperatures a good 10 to even 15 degrees above normal for much of next week. It does look like some precipitation, though, next week, especially late Monday night and Tuesday. Could be a wintry mix of snow, ice, and rain, so stay tuned for updates on that. Some more precipitation possible later next week. So today you can expect the clouds to gradually increase, high near 14 degrees, north wind 4 to 8 becoming variable. Cloudy tonight with light snow likely in the evening to a few hours past midnight. Amounts ranging from a half inch in the northern part of the area to as much as 1 to 2 inches well south of Richland County. Low temperature 1 below zero. There is a wind chill advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Friday. Friday, partly cloudy, high 13 degrees, northwest wind up to 10. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and brisk with a low temperature in the single digits below zero. Saturday, lots of sunshine, high near 10 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, turning breezy, low 5 below, high of 20. Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 15, high of 32. 40% chance of light wintry mix for late Monday night and Tuesday, possibly turning to light rain in spots. Tuesday's low, 28, high 35. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy and mild, low in the mid-20s, high near 37. You have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It is zero right now in Richland Center. Yesterday's high here at the studios was a total in the area of 16. So we got a little warmer than expected yesterday and no precipitation. Record high 53 in 1981. Record low 35 below zero in 1994. Last year's high 36, while the low is 31. Sunset will happen at 4:55 this afternoon, and sunrise time will be at 7:29 this morning. The air is calm, barometer at 29.99, no precipitation today. With cloudy conditions, we're at